A Jewish Journal article. Boston Jewish day school director responds to stabbing attack. We will fight back. The executive director of the Boston area Jewish day school where the stabbing of a Chabad rabbi occurred vowed to fight back during a July 2 vigil in response to the attack. The July 1 attack occurred in front of the Shallow House Jewish day school in Brighton, Mass. The victim, Rabbi Shlomo Naginsky, was stabbed in the arm 8 times after attempting to flee from the assailant, who allegedly pulled a gun on him. Naginsky is currently in stable condition. Rabbi Dan Rodkin, who heads the school, said during the vigil at the Brighton Common Park, "We, Boston, are not going to sit back. We will fight back. We will bring goodness to the world. We'll make sure that we will become better people and we will send a strong message that evil has no place in America." He also said that the Jewish community is not scared, we are strong. Rodkin urged attendees to do at least 8 good deeds, one for each time Naginsky got stabbed in the arm, in response to the attack, such as reaching out to your local neighbor and saying a few words of encouragement. Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins said during the vigil that people don't believe there is a rise in anti-Semitism and it's very, very real. She vowed to hold the assailant accountable, but we have a lot more work to do than just that. We have to start having conversations about anti-Semitism. Boston Mayor Kim Janey said at the vigil, "This is 4th of July weekend. The weekend that we celebrate independence in America, the weekend that we celebrate freedom. We all deserve the opportunity to live freely, and certainly that is true of our Jewish brothers and sisters." The suspect, who was arrested shortly after the attack occurred, has been identified as Khaled Awad, 24. Police are still investigating the motive, but Naginsky's brother, Moshe Laskin, believes the attack was motivated by Jew hatred. "He didn't try to get money, to get anything. He only wanted to harm and kill him," Laskin told the Allgemeiner. "He tried to stab him in the stomach, but my brother was able to fight back. I don't understand what's taking the authorities so long to determine the motive."